Well, Four Corners reported on Monday that several Australian universities are lowering their English entry standards to admit more high-paying international students. To discuss more about waiving language requirements affecting education in this country, I'm joined by Professor Jihoon Lee, an Associate Professor of Education at the University of New South Wales. Jihoon, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me for the interview.
So, how important are international students to universities' income?
Well, I also want to say that I'm answering your questions not as an academic who research in the area of international students, nor I've been working in the area where in the finance department. So actually, I don't know the exact amount of money that we're getting from the international students, but it's very clear. I mean, the amount of money that international students pay compared to local students, I think we believe, and it's known that international students are the main source of income for the university. So, yep. Mm.
Well, what's your take on the accusations that some universities are lowering their English standards to admit more international students?
I guess that's for not all universities are doing that. As far as I know, UNSW doesn't do that. But I can imagine that other universities would do that. And even for our university, we didn't lower the English standards, but the level of English from international students are quite up to the scratch to pass the courses or complete a program or even PhD and so on. So, yeah, so it's not just the English waiving universities, but we all have that kind of problem from international students about the English standards.
Well, yeah, you're an educator and you are a tutor as well. How does that impact your classes if it does happen?
Yes, also, most people, you know, like would not know, but these international students are very, very ambitious actually to get out of the country to better themselves and so on. So they're not very, like foreigners you meet in the street, you know. So they're really seeking help actually from academics. So I'm just talking from my personal experience then. I ended up spending a lot more time with international students when they're going through the courses because they know that they can't fail. And the only way that they feel like they can pass is working with the lecturer. So also when they think that it's okay to approach the lecturers, and then actually all I end up doing is fixing their English than ideas or, you know, how to approach the assessment. So impact on academics a little bit from a different angle, that I spend a lot more time dealing with international students' English than the course content. So that's also a problem.
And I guess it's not just sort of bad for universities, but also, as you mentioned, the students who... you know, might not be up to taking a particular course or taking it in English, they have to work extra hard in order to complete that. Is that something you've found?
Yeah, they do. They do. Actually, at least in our university, international students work a lot more than local students. But then actually, because the English is not up to the scratch, that the even though they work so hard, the final product is usually not as good as local students. But in the meantime, academics ended up spending a substantially huge amount of time with international students just for them to pass the course. So, yeah, so I don't know whether that's a good use of academics' time either, actually.
Well, Jihoon, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Okay,